Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome back, LSO. Oh, my gracious, I miss each and every one of my lawlesses. How have y'all been doing? I know work has had me working, but we are back in business. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. Happy Monday evening to each and every one of you. So get ready for an amazing 2 hours. I hope your day started with a smile, and I'm sure to end it with a bigger smile and peace after hanging out with me. Who is me? Me is LSO, y'all. It is I, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am an HBCU graduate, undergraduate, and a master's summa cum laude graduate. Yes, yes, yes. That's just some of the backbone of my educational hashtag my LSO journey. Brooklyn's very own LSO is an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book with so much more to LSO and the brand. Let's not forget, she is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. And y'all know what? She's also an actress and a screenwriter. But I'll tell y'all about that later on. LSO combines fantasy, fiction, and confessions of someone's story. I don't know who it is. Somebody we heard on the street or something like that. I don't know. But the creative diversity in the writing captures you with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or hell, a combination of both. An escape to pleasures beyond your imagination introduces you to your outside-the-box experiences in total liberty of being your authentic self. Here is where your fantasies become your reality and without judgment. Books of recipes that add romance and any of your sexual desires, allowing you to express the sensuality of the words into your life, the freedom. Freeing yourself to enjoy your fantasies, your alter egos, learn your body, your likes, your dislikes, bask in how it all makes you feel. It's all fiction until you make it real. Ha ha, y'all like that, right? Y'all see that little rhyme, feel real? Ha ha. Inspiration to dig into self and be your best organically. You deserve yourself and happiness and success. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag, I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can, and yes, I will. Manifest what it is that you want. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, taking care of self, .. hashtag I am, hashtag I deserve. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary, but don't worry. LSO have the paddle and whip in her collection. I got it all set up for you. But before we start the show, I want to extend condolences to everyone who may have lost a loved one during this time of hatred to our company. Sending prayers to you and your family. Although this may be a sad day for most, but we're going to try to continue to make the best of it and keep our loved ones alive with our memories and with stories and with pictures. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you not to be sad because it's sad. But what I will tell you is, as time go on, things will get better. If not, I pray they will get better, because grief is grief, and I truly understand. I truly understand grief. But anyway, we're going to jump into tonight's topic. This was our topic a couple of weeks ago, but work had me working. Y'all believe that shit? Work had me working that I couldn't even come on and be with each and every one of you. And tonight almost had me with that thundering and lightning. For those who don't know, I'm very scared of thundering and lightning, and I will get underneath my bed. Yes, I said underneath my bed. Don't judge me. But meanwhile, I have a platform, so me getting underneath is kind of hard. But anyway, that's just my little phobia. I have not grown out of it, so bear with me. But I made it to be on with you because I missed y'all. Did y'all miss me too? Y'all better say yeah, because if you don't, I'm going to be very upset. Y'all miss me? Give me some love. Send me some emojis. Put something in the group chat that, yes, y'all are missing me. If not, I'm pulling out the paddle. But anyway, tonight's topic is taking care of self. #I am #I deserve. And it's so often that we forget to put ourselves first and to care for our poor and ourselves first. Y'all notice the key word I keep using, right? The operative word is first. And I remind myself often of, you know, when you're flying, they always say in the instructions, put your mask on first before you help someone else. Now, early on when I was traveling, I never understood that. Well, I'm not going to say I never understood it, because I did understand it. It was very clear what they said. But in my brain, my first thing to do is to help someone else because they can't. But if you think about the statement that said, I help you first, and I don't have enough energy to help me, then what happens to me? But if I can help me first, then I have the energy and the wherewithal and everything to help you. So therefore, me helping myself first, not only am I helping you, but I'm also helping you to help yourself with you putting yourself first as well, if that makes sense to you, because it made a whole lot of sense to me. So, but, you know, we have to take the time out, and we all have the same 24 hours. So don't negate my 24 hours against your 24 hours. How I use mine and how you use yours is going to totally be different. But the key thing is, all of us have the same 24 hours. So within those 24 hours, it's up to you to make the time to take care of self by whatever means of taking care of self means to you. So the first question is, why should you self-care and the importance of it? So we're going to go into the group, and a young lady put, self-care keeps you mentally and physically healthy, spiritually in there too. Another young lady said, super beneficial for the mind, body, and soul, but more importantly, keeps you from wanting to hurt a mofo. Girl, you don't say that loud enough for the people in the back, because they act like they don't hear you when you start talking like that. Another young lady put 100%, and another young lady put, so you won't knock a ninja out. That part too. See, you don't know what's going on in somebody else's world. Why? Because you got shit going on in your world. So you can catch somebody off guard sometimes. And when you catch them off guard, their first defense is to block, shield, and protect themselves. So, but if you're self-caring, your state of mind or your state of being won't reach that I got to stay in protection mode all the time. And when something come at you, you can possibly avoid it in a different manner. Why? Because your mind is right, because your body is right, because your spirit is right, because you done talked to God, you know, before you left out this morning, and you asked for strength and you asked for guidance, or you talk to whoever your higher being is, and they directed your path for the day. So it's very important, again, take care of you first. So, LSO, why should you self-care and the importance of it? And I agree with what everyone said, as well as I will add for health reasons, because if you're cared for, that can reduce a whole lot of everything else that's going on. If you take care of your body will take care of you. If you take care of your mind, your body will fall into place. I have this thing where if you get into someone's mind, you can control them. And the reason why I say your mind, because that's where everything begins. All the little stems, the cells, everything starts at the head and it trickles down. So when you start believing or you start thinking and telling yourself, oh, I don't feel good, or oh, this hurt and oh, that hurt. Now, not negating that these things are true. Yes, you may not feel well, and yes, things hurt, and yes, you're tired, and yes, you're whatever. But that same way you speak how you feel, and it's in a negative tone, you can also speak light into yourself. I don't feel well right now, but. See, we add that but in there, you know, something is coming after it. But I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to have the strength to get through this. I know what's on the other side. Once I finish this, I can go home, I can lay down, I can rest. Or I don't feel good right now, but I will feel good shortly. I'm going to take some medicine and let the medicine do what it needs to do within my body so I will feel better later. So that's just my analogy of when you take care of self, how you can prevent a whole lot of negativity into your atmosphere, into your space. And also, when you take care of self, you have peace. There's nothing like unwinding day with a shower or a bubble bath or doing something that you love to do. It's a favorite of yours, singing, dancing, jumping, whatever it is, to bring your day, your work day, to a closure and bring the rest of your evening to yourself. There's nothing like the comfort of all of that and you enjoying it and being free. So remember, LSO said, take care of self first. But I'm not the only one that's probably told you that as well. So keep that in mind. Okay, what are ways you take care? Wait a minute. What are ways that you self-care? Let's see. Well, we had a young lady put staying in bed, watching certain TV shows, window shopping, sitting in quiet, having a good drink, word puzzles. I agree with all of that. All of that is good for me, except for window shopping. I really don't like to window shop, and I really like shopping when I'm looking for something particularly. And I have to go to that place or where I think they're going to have what I want. Window shopping don't work for me because I'm going to end up buying. So it's no longer window shopping. But the word puzzles, I used to sit and do the circle the words with my mom and circle the numbers. She enjoyed doing that, and that helps with dementia too because it keeps their mind stimulated. So I enjoy doing that with her. Tried to introduce her to Sudoku, and she was not trying to have that. So, but we stuck to the other puzzles. Sitting in quiet is the greatest, loudest conversation sound ever. It's like you're totally one with self, and you get clarity in those moments. I don't know about you, but I know for me, sitting in quiet, you get that peace. We had another young lady put good questions, stay away from negativity. it's not so much of stay away from negativity, because the same negativity that may surface around you or in your atmosphere, you can avoid that by lighting fire to it with something positive. Nothing negative is going to stay around you if you have that positive atmosphere around it, because it has nowhere to go. It's going to hit every boundary, every angle would come at you. So it's not so much of you staying away from it. It will stay away from you because it can't touch it in your right mind and stay in your positive atmosphere. It can't come near you. Another young lady put, say no, and she put it in capital letters, no, N-O, to some people, and say yes, capital letters, Y-E-S, to my own desires. Now, that part, again, put your mask on first. And I say it all the time, no is a complete sentence. You can add an exclamation point. You can add a question mark, which I don't really understand why. You can add a period. You can add three dots. You can add a colon. No is a complete sentence within itself. It calls for no explanation. If you choose to explain your no, that's on you. But saying no is complete. Same way saying yes, especially to your desires, because with you saying no to others, that leaves you open to give yourself that yes. When you give of yourself so much, you may not have nothing left to give back to yourself. So if you say no to me, that yes is just floating around for you to do to have fun. And we had another young lady says exercise, massages, and sleep. Oh girl, I'm so due for excuse me, a massage. My masseuse called me like before my birthday. She was like, yo, what's up? I was like, I know I gotta get right. I was like, you know, I want 2 hours, but now I think I may want 2.5 hours. When I tell you her hands work wonders, and slogan is come catch these hands. And it's so catchy because, Lauren, I know you're here. I need you. So, LSO, what are ways that you self-care? I read, I write, I meditate, I sing. So what? I can't sing, but that's all right. I dance. I look in the mirror and I talk to myself. And the reason why I talk to myself, because my niece has this thing about articulate. Oh my gosh. But anyway, so I make sure clearly where I'm, and I'm projecting so the people in the back can hear as well as the people in the front. So don't think that, you know, I'm talking to myself because something is wrong. And sometimes I actually answer myself because, you know, I got to remind myself, girl, you know you got it. You know you good. Stop all that because we not doing it. And sometimes you got to be real with yourself and talk to yourself in the mirror. Let yourself know, listen, stop. We not doing it. But to backtrack, the importance of self-care, because I didn't read that, is, for me, it's like a cleanser of your mind, body, spirit, health, mental, and spiritual. It's that whole cleansing of it when you self-care, it's like a rinse. You rinse off. Everything just rolls right off of you, whether it's good, whether it's bad. It gives you an opportunity to start over, a fresh start. All those things with just caring and loving on self. Excuse me. Vanessa, well, I'm sorry, Vixen, what was that? It was the hiccup. And when I hiccup, my head, it jerks my head and everything is a whole little thing. But anyways, then do you evaluate your mental health? Now, this is a key question right here. A gentleman put minute by minute for me. A young lady put lately, every day. Another young lady, by the minute. another young lady every 30, excuse me, every 30 seconds. Another young lady, it left and never came back. Girl, bye, get it back, get it back. Another young lady put not enough, and I advised her, we need to do that often. And another young lady, at work hourly. My personal opinion, LSO. Well, let me answer the question, then I give y'all my opinion of what you should do or could do. How often do you evaluate your mental health? I put daily, sometimes a few hours, depending on the situation, or sometimes every few minutes. It all depends on the situation that you're in that can change your mental health. Like if you're already in a good space and everything is just coasting and it's all right, your mental health is stable at that time. Your mental health is good. But when things go in disarray and a lot going on and you need some clarity, you need to check in on your mentals a little bit more often so that they don't get out of control and get the best of you. And it's very easy for anything to take control, especially negativity, because negativity loves to harbor and feed and dwell in places that it just shouldn't. And it's like destroying you from the inside out because, and not just you, it's me as well, because we allow that in our space and we house it. But the good thing is we can evict it as well. So that's the part we need to start working on, is evicting that negativity so that it's not in our space anymore. It's not dwelling in our home anymore. It's not dwelling in our family anymore. And start speaking things into existence. Today may not have been a good day, but God, I thank you for the day because I woke up on the side where I can see the grass. See, the little things that we take for granted, we need to stop taking for granted because it's not said anywhere that we are supposed to wake up tomorrow or the next day. There's nothing that says we're supposed to wake up and be able to have the use of our limbs. There's nothing that says we're supposed to wake up and not get into, you know, not be able to go to work or not have a job to go to. There's nowhere written where it says we are supposed to have these things, but it's God's grace and mercy that allow us to have these things. So when you wake up, evaluate everything from head and get everything right before you start your day. And then you can see how things will change as you move forward. That's just my opinion. From me to you. You don't have to take it, but I'm telling you, it works. And I gave you the information free. I didn't even charge you for it. Next question. Which is more important, to love or be loved, and why? And you know what? Nobody answered this question. I wonder why. Now, I should randomly go to the callers that's on. Don't be scared, y'all. No, don't hang up. Because I want to know what somebody else's opinion is. So I'm going to go to the callers. And if you should choose to answer, you can answer. Or if you don't want to answer, don't leave me hanging and not say anything. Just say, I don't want to answer and put me back on hold. I would respect that more, but just don't leave me in air. So I'm going to go to the callers because I want to hear what y'all have to say in regards to this one. So the last four digits is 8235. 8235, you are on with LSO. Would you like to talk with me and answer the question, or you want to go back on hold and listen? 8325. Didn't I just tell y'all don't leave me on air? Say something. But okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, 9005. I'm pulling you on with LSO. 9005, would you like to answer the question or you just want to continue listening?
I'll answer the question.
Wow, thank you. So appreciate it. State your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Paul. I'm actually calling from New York City.
Okay. So, would you like to answer the question, which is more important, to love or be loved, and why?
Well, my opinion is to love is more important because in order to understand how to be loved, you have to love first. So, if I want to understand how to receive love, I have to understand how to give love. But most, unfortunately, most men, they don't even understand what loving themselves is. So, you got to love first, and a woman will show you how to receive love. My opinion.
Okay, I like your answer. I'm liking that answer because my answer is to love, and then I put on myself. But if you don't know how to love yourself, you can't teach no one else how to love you, or you can't show them how you like to be loved. So therefore, they can be loving you in the wrong way. All because they don't know how to love you. So,
I look at it like we were taught how to tie your sneakers. When you were taught how to tie your sneakers, the way I was taught how to tie my sneakers is not how I tie my sneakers now. But the concept was given to me, so I understood how to make that concept my own. So I look at love the same way.
Oh, I like that. I like that analogy because the way I was taught to tie my sneakers, I don't do it the same way either. But also now once I tie my sneaker, my sneakers stay tight. So all I got to do is just slip my foot in it. But again, to use that same analogy that I just said, once you learn the concept, it can just happen. So because my seat is already tied and I can just slip my foot in it, if I know how to love by loving on myself first, then I should know how to give love and also receive the love that someone is giving me, because all I have to do is just slip my foot in it because it's already there. But thank you. I appreciate you not leaving me on hold like the other callers. So I'm going to put you back on hold and continue to hold on.
All right.
Okay, 1576. I'm about to bring you on with LSO, and then we go and play some music afterwards. 1576. Would you like to answer the question or no?
Good evening. This is
TP. Good evening. What is your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Texas by way of Brooklyn.
Vixen, so, you hear me, Vixen?
So I was going to say exactly what Paul said. Like you have to know how to love in order to give love and receive love. So I agree with his statement 100%.
Why do you know that was him? What if he didn't want nobody to know that was him? He was incognito.
He said his name. You asked him what his name. That's my brother. I gotta know who I'm talking to. I know what he said.
You gotta know something, right?
Before he even said his name.
Okay, well, excuse me. Dang.
You can't mistake a voice like that. Stop.
Well, you know, it's so interesting that people don't know how to love.
Yeah.
And my answer for a lot of things now is Google it. You can Google any and everything. Now, I don't know how far you would get in your answer when you Google, but it will tell you something that will give you some form of surface to start with.
Yeah, but, you know, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes, you know, it depends on how a person was raised, and it's a lot of factors, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, and also about when people talk about love languages and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you have to know the person or the individual you're trying to, I guess, love on or whatever, but, you know, some people are uncomfortable with certain things, and also, you know, the term that they say, hurt people, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
yeah, I agree.
So it's all about, like, recognizing what you need to do in order to improve your life.
Yeah, that is true. But at what point can you not stand on this is how I was raised or this is what I didn't know to actually turn that around and say, this was how I raised, but, and then put some input into trying to change that narrative so it'll work in your favor?
When a person recognizes that, you know, it starts with self. The person has to recognize that, you know, there is a need for change and I need to do something better, especially if you keep getting the same outcome over and over again on, you know, whatever you're trying to accomplish. So you have to look within, and it's a choice. Either I'm going to continue to, you know, govern my life the way I was raised, or I'm going to make some changes.
Okay. Well, all right, Miss. Texian by way of Brooklyn. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you. That might
be
that. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how it goes. Vixen, don't start. You know I have to play music. And during this time, it'll give me a chance to drink some water because I've been talking for 32 whole minutes. And I had two people talk to me. Ow, y'all better work it, Sugarfoot. Anyway, as you know, I have to play some music, so don't go anywhere. I am going to come behind the scene and talk to some of you. But I'm going to leave y'all with this question. So when I come back, we're going to dive right into this question. And the question is, when was the last time you made yourself smile? Did you hear what I say? I said, you made yourself smile, not no one else. You made yourself smile. So when I come back, we're going to dive right into that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go up Taj Mellon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with me spinning. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Truck full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally, cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap, come on. You this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating extreme, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same. Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough of this dog, you're my the canarian. You rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because some bedroom eyes.
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. When I left y'all, I left you with the question, when was the last time you made yourself smile? Okay, so let's go to the group. We had a young lady put 2 days ago when I recorded a video of myself. Last Sunday, I took myself to brunch and enjoyed every moment. Isn't that the greatest feeling ever? Have you ever took yourself on a date? If you haven't, I think you should start. It's so wonderful. Well, for me, it's wonderful. You're on your time. You can eat as fast as you want, as slow as you want. You can take your time. You can order everything you want, or you can, you know, have stuff to take home. It's just a joyous thing. A young lady said, today when I got another cast iron pot, well, two out of Home Goods because I know I wasn't supposed to get them. No judgment here. You were supposed to get them because they were both there waiting for you. They had your name on it. It was just waiting for you to come into the store. And another young lady said, every day I try to make it my routine that every morning, no matter how I feel, I smile at myself in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. There you go. There you go. Even in the midst of a storm or whatever's going on, look in the mirror and smile to yourself and let yourself know you form of affirmation. Like, it may be tough right now in this moment, but it's okay. Because the God I serve got me. You know, I'm to the point I'll say, do you know who my father is? Because, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, as my mom would say, go into your secret closet and pray. I was at work and the tension was high. It was over my head. And I did, like my mom say, go into my secret closet and I just started praying. I sat there at my desk. I started praying, put on some gospel music. And in the midst of it all, quite a few people around me thanked me for the gospel music. See, so you never know who you touching. So that's why you always got to be right, but you got to be right for yourself first because you never know who you're entertaining on a low. So anyway, Alesso, when was the last time you made yourself smile and what happened? Well, I'm going to say I make myself smile daily because I look at my mirrors at home before I leave home. I look at my mirror before I walk out the door. I look at my mirrors as I walk down the hall. I have two mirrors at my job, so I get a front angle and a side angle. So looking at myself every day, it makes me smile because I just crack myself up. And sometimes I do diddly stuff or whatever, make myself smile. But today particularly, like a little while ago on my travel home from work, thinking about the trailer that's coming up and how a vision a couple of years ago was just a vision and it's now happening right now in this moment. So now I'm beginning to smile like, wow, this is really happening. And some meetings that I'm probably going to have to take depending on if the meetings are in New York or elsewhere, I'm a part of the whole process. So it's not just so much acting in the series and writing in the series. I actually have my hands in the pot. I'm actually in the kitchen cooking with all of this. And this is going to one of my passions to a whole nother level. And I'm very humble about it. And for me to actually talk about it now, it's like, wow, I did that. And to see myself on camera is like, hey, that's me. So when I first saw myself on camera, I just smiled and I was like, hey, that's me. Yay. So as you see now, I'm smiling now just actually thinking about it. And I'm excited. I'm excited for when it comes, when October 7th comes and I see it on a real big screen. And there's other people there and there's people there to bask in in the work that I've put into something that I enjoy doing. So, yeah. But I'll give y'all that information too. So if y'all would like to participate and come along with me for the ride, come along, come along. Oh, let me stop because I don't want my cousin to text message from my cousin saying what I tell you about singing. You're not the boss of me. Anyway, what inspires you? Let's see. Well, we only have one person answer this question, and she put life. Well, that's a good inspiration because without it, you can't be inspired. I mean, that would be a big true statement because if you're not living, how can you be inspired to do anything because you're not living? So, LSO, what inspires you? I can say sometimes it's my writing. Well, I can't even say sometimes. I can say a lot of times my writing inspire me. And just to go back into my books and read some of the things I wrote, I'm like, girl, where did you get this from? Where was your mind? What state were you in when you wrote this? And I can't even begin to tell you what state I may have been in when I started writing. And a lot of times my writing comes from I may be in the street and I may be passing by and I hear someone say something, whether it's a sentence, a word thing, and that can trigger me to begin writing and I expand on it later, or sometimes I expand on it in the moment depending on where I am and if I can. And if I can't, I'll just take a keyword, a trigger word, and I'll note that to self so I know this is my keyword here. This is where it all began, whatever it is I'm about to write. Also, knowing I can and actually doing it. There's a difference when you know you can do something and you don't do it, as opposed to you know you can do something and you get it done. And to see the end result is such a progressive way for me to see my end result. I never thought I would have written a book, needless to say, four books. Never thought about that. It all started from writing a calendar, and it progressed from there, from the calendar to the book. And then after the books came merchandise, because people ask for certain things, and if I can put it in my brand and do it, it's nothing but the word just to do it. And to get the feedback from people from the work that I've done is like, wow, you know, they enjoy what it is that I've done. Some may think my work is whatever in their negative tone, while others bask in it and glorify it and enjoy it. So that's the part that I'm going to stay with, where people are enjoying the work that I do, because I actually put a lot of work into doing what it is that I do. And it's not just writing, it's also screenwriting, it's also my thoughts, putting everything together and having it to make some form of sense. But the good thing in poetry, you don't have to make sense because it's your own. And also as a writer, it don't necessarily have to make sense with what it is that you're doing, because it depends on a narrative of what it is that you're doing. None of it can make sense at all, but the end result is something, whatever it is you want it to be. So that's the joy in writing. So for anyone who wants to be a writer, or even if you don't want to be a writer, just start writing something. Just start journaling. Yeah, that's a good way. start journaling. Journal your thoughts. Journal what you did for the day. Journal something that you would like to do. And then you can understand what it is that I'm talking about when you begin to write. Because it's all you. You can enjoy it and do whatever it is you need to do with it and feel free with it. Question. Your favorite way or ways to spend a weekend day? Well, we had a young lady put in my bed, especially after working all weekend, being around people, that recharge hits differently. Girl, you ain't never lied when you said that. And especially when you come from vacation, and then you get vacation a little bit more with just relaxing in the bed. Oh, it's such a wonder. Question, wait a minute, and a text message says, how is the reader supposed to understand what you're writing if you don't make sense, if it don't make sense to you? No, when I was, my writing makes sense to me, but it don't have to make sense if you understand, or maybe you don't understand. Okay, like, in my writing, my 1 + 1 = 5. Now, in theory, it doesn't make sense at all because 1 + 1 is supposed to equal 2. But in my writing, I can make my 1 + 1 = 5 and make it make sense of why it's 5. And my thing is, if I can prove something, then it's right. It could be wrong as 2 left feet on a right foot. Haha, you see how that works? See that? You see that? Do you understand that? It can be that wrong, but I can make it right. Why? Because I have the pen, I have the paper, and voila, bellow. Watch when you start doing it. You start writing stuff or putting stuff together. You're going to be like, yo, what the? Nah, this. But then you're going to go back and start laughing at it. Why? Because we outside. Oh, that's a birthday weekend joke, since we're talking about, you know, how you spend your weekend. When you say you outside or you inside and you mean it, man, oh, man, oh, man. Actually, and another message came in, you control the narrative. Exactly. Exactly. When you control that narrative, you can do whatever it is you want or need it to do. But the key thing is you have to control it and don't let it control you or someone else get in the way of whatever it is. And another young lady put sleeping. You know, some people will say your body don't need X amount of hours of sleep. Then there's going to be other people that say, yes, your body do need X amount of hours of sleep. So in self-care, you will know when your body needs rest, when your body needs sleep, and that's on you to make that decision for your body. Because if your body decides to make that decision because you didn't make that decision, when your body lay you down, your body will totally shut off and will force you to rest or force you to sleep. And that's not what you want. I'm telling you, my body has done that to me plenty of times because I was just moving. And then in all the movement, I started working on autopilot. I wasn't even aware of half of the stuff I was doing, but yet conscious enough to know that I was doing it and doing it because it had to get done. When my body was like, enough, because you're not resting, you're not sleeping, when it shuts me down, it shut me down. I only have enough strength just to go to the bathroom and get right back in bed. Don't have the strength to cook, don't have the strength to eat, don't have the strength to do any of that. So sleeping is very important. And back to the very first question with self-care, know your body. and know when your body requires for you to sit it down and rest. And it doesn't necessarily mean lay down and sleep. It could mean lay in the bed or sit in a chair or just bring your body to a state of rest where you're not ripping and running and doing anything. And your body will love you for it. Trust me. I know. I'm telling you. I tell you. So, LSO, your favorite way or ways to spend a weekend day? And I would say in bed binging TV shows. A lot of times, because of my schedule, I'm not able to watch. I like my little ratchet TV, so I need to catch up on a lot of my shows. So on a weekend, there's nothing to do, or I give myself nothing to do. I just chillaxing and enjoy my shows and also cooking. I like to, although VE supplies my meals from my meal subscription, and you too can have a meal subscription for Virtuous Eatery. I just like that plug, right? I can cook, and I would usually cook on a Sunday to last me throughout the week, because I don't want to cook anymore during the week. So what I will probably do is make two meats and two veggies and, you know, simple, get a rice in there. Or if I make like a ziti or a spaghetti, you don't need any of that. But if I make a spaghetti, I'll make meat sauce so that I can have meat sauce and crackers, or meat sauce and make a sloppy joe. So that's how I like to spend my weekend day. And if I can get the whole weekend with nothing to do, oh, that is the greatest bum feeling ever. Ever. Just run from one room to the other. Well, one room to the other is the bedroom to the living room, to the bedroom, to the living room, bathroom, kitchen. Just run between those rooms and then just chillaxing. That's what I like to do. Okay. A moment you will never forget in life. And what impact does it currently have on you? And no one answered that question. I'm mad nobody answered that question, because now it's going to force me just to answer the question. Well, then after this, I'm going to have to take a commercial break. A moment I will never forget in my life. Huh, and what impact it currently have on me? So I want to give the bad, but then I'm going to go and give positive things too, so I can go play some music on a positive note. Well, two of the things is feeling my mom go cold and watching my dad flatline. Yes, I'm a crybaby, but that's worthy to cry for. That is like the end. It's never, because all the nevers really, this is when never really applies. Like, you will never see them again in this lifetime and or in the flesh. But a moment in life I will never forget, and the impact it currently have on me, was when I wrote my first and had my first book signing at Rustic, and the outpour of love. People came out in a snowstorm to see me and to purchase my book. And we had a wonderful, 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 wonderful time. And the impact that it currently have is that I wrote other books. And I also wrote other genres in the books. Everyone just think all the time everything is erotic, erotic. No, everything is not erotic. But yes, erotic sells. And people are scared to talk about certain things, and they can live through the book. Oh, well, the book says, even though that's how they feel. But they can resort back to the book says, just until they get comfortable with how they feel and able to express themselves in a sexual tone. And I've been told my book has helped several people in different aspects, whether it was a relationship, whether it was a marriage, whether it was teaching you how to communicate with your partner because you didn't know what to say, and they would say something to you and you're stuck on duh. So, yes, my books have done its due diligence. But I'm going to play some music. I'm going to regroup. And I'm going to leave y'all with this question. So when I come back, I need some answers. Do you have a mantra? Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he just seen it all, but I won't surprise him.
Outfit.
We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open. Let me blindfold ya. About to take over. I'm ready to show ya something that you said we need to take notes for.
He saw me in a body paint. He was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness.
He's on the floor. Begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs. Put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He wanna take my picture. Shoot me on a video. Show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher. Put me in a magazine. Just to show the world the freaky things he wanna do to me. My glow in the dark. Got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool. So he get finger painted. Trying to cross the finish line. But I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman. Cause I am the greatest.
He saw me in a body paint. He was speechless. Showed him no fist. Painted on with his weakness.
He's on the floor, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs.
Put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me.
Level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clowny. You should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Wow.
Just heat it up for me. Don't cool it down. it ain't a question. Boy, ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfection. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I were good, then you could manage. And yeah, yeah. Oh, can we be all we could be tonight? Closer to me, oh, giving me time.
This one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No. Better yet, I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. 'Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you a beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, 'cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, 'cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, 'cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. 'Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do good by. So
it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the tides of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Welcome back. Okay, before I bring on the next caller, I'm going to read a comment that came in. It says, a moment you will never forget in life, and what impact does it currently have on you? And a young lady wrote, okay, since you opened the heartstrings, sorry, but not sorry, because sometimes you got to get these things off of you. For me, a part of healing, even though I'll cry. See, I'm already teary-eyed, but she said, when after my husband lost his fight with cancer, coded, and our children, I watched him try to be resuscitated. I have now learned life is short, God is good, and has a plan, and I will live life to its fullest. And I stand strongly with you on that. Life is so short. To be here today, gone today. Now I'm like here today, gone today. Because in a matter of a second, in the twinkling of an eye, anything can happen. And that anything can also be something positive. Doesn't necessarily have to be anything negative. But you can be stripped of everything in a matter of a second. Look at the stock markets when they crash. You lose everything in a matter of that second until it climbs back up. Look at someone who may have been in a car accident and their car is totaled. And they started their day off happy, chippered, and whatever. The car totaled. So, you know, live in the moment. Enjoy in the moment. Bask in the moment. You deserve it. And you deserve to make yourself happy before you can make anyone else happy. And you deserve to teach people how to love you, love on you, and how to make you happy as well. But we have the lady on, I'm getting ready to bring her on, 4796. I call her the supplier because the supplier ain't no liar. Supplier, welcome, welcome, welcome to the LSO Treat Show. What's good, supplier? How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You came in right on a good question right here, and nobody answered, so I'm going to give you the floor before I make my answer.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a mantra?
No.
No, and why?
I don't know. Probably haven't really paid much attention to it.
Okay.
Just probably haven't paid much attention to it. Now that you done brought it up or something, now I'm going to have to like ding, 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 probably think about tonight and, yeah.
Okay, so I'm expecting to hear your answer in the group or personally. So, LSO, do you have a mantra? And I'm going to say yes. My mantra is, I am, I can, and I will. Those are all positive affirmations that let me know I can get through any and everything, and God's grace and mercy will allow that to happen for me. And there are times where I just don't see it. Don't see it at all. Or don't know how it happened or how it's going to happen. But you know what? It will happen. For instance, was it this weekend? No, not this weekend. Last weekend. Whatever weekend. Within last week sometime. I was with my cousins. And something came on the TV about student loans. And someone was saying how their student loans was wiped out. And I was like, I need my student loan wiped out. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I said, you know what? Well, let me go upstairs and get my computer and check. Tell you, my God is a God of all gods. 75K wiped clean in student loans. You can't tell me there's not a God that don't exist. You cannot tell me. So I am, I can, and I will. Do you know what that means? And I made sure I took screenshots. Let's print this. Let's get this stuff in. Balance zero. As of, matter of fact, it was as of 8/31. I think that was the date. As of 8/31, zero balance. Zero balance. So, yes, I am, I can, and I will, because do you know who my father is? Well, next question. What is a daily word of wisdom you can live by? Well, in the group, a young lady put a good question, truth. Another young lady, I was thinking the same, and she put, tell me the truth. Another young lady, courage, a gentleman, a man who understands his purpose is unstoppable. Another young lady, keep going. So, supplier. This is Ladypreneur, and, you know, after she give her answer, she can give you a little bit of history about herself. What is a daily word of wisdom you can live by?
Motivation, uplifting, inspiring to move forward. That's it. Knock over hurdles. Yes, knock over hurdles because and, you know, really of all, it's really like faith, and I have to just sit back and follow it. Faith and belief.
Mm-hmm.
Faith and belief.
Mm-hmm.
Because in spite of it going through, I see doors are opening, and I'm like, wow. But it's like, again, you know who your father is, and you just have to trust the process. Trust the process.
Yeah.
And when I think that, how, and I am a thinker, and I think long. Sometimes it may not be good because they say when you think long, you think wrong. So I am a thinker, and I try to weigh out all odds. But things are, like, doors are happening faster before I can, like, begin to think which way it's going to go. So I'm like, am I being put in a situation now where why don't you just fall back and sit still because things are coming and unfolding right now. Move out the way and let it just unroll. You understand? And to just go on the carpet and just slide with it.
That's right.
So.
I remind myself to get out of my own way. God doesn't need my help for nothing. He don't need my help. All he wants is my faith and to believe. That's it. He don't ask for nothing. So, tell us, so what is a daily word of wisdom I can live by? And that's have faith of a mustard seed. God is still in control, and I got this. There are times where those same words that I'm saying going on deaf ears because I'm like, no. But you know what? I still got to come right back to those same words to make me steadfast and get it all under control and realize it's not my will, it's thy will. So I got to reel myself in a lot of times because, you know, I go off the edge. So next question. How would you title this chapter of your life? Let's see what they said in the group. A gentleman, some old bullshit. A young lady, the best part. A young lady, my turn, should have caught me when I cared. And next, another young lady, living. Another young lady, overwhelming. A young lady, discovering. A gentleman, second life. A young lady, striving. Another one, solitude. Another one, grateful, hopeful, and blessed. And a gentleman, love sucks. Another gentleman, the harvest. Another gentleman, the beginning of the end. A young lady, new beginnings. Another young lady, sky's the limit. God's grace is amazing. And another young lady, making new moves. So, Ladypreneur, how would you title this chapter of your life?
A new adventure. A new adventure. I'm going in a different direction. A new adventure. Like I said, it's like a roller coaster up and down. A new adventure, but that's testing me. And I feel it's a new adventure that I am going into a new part. We are partway almost through the end of the year. And a new adventure, but this adventure is allowing me, also forcing me, but I feel, to know that I am stronger and I could overcome anything that's coming at me. And this is what I say every day that I have to keep my strength up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
I carry that around with me. And what gave me confirmation, one of my friends, and I have a lot of like friends like yourself, LSO, which is my biggest motivator, and the fam,
okay.
that when I come at doubt, it's like y'all are right in my head. It's like, where that comes from? It's like things are coming to me, which is so funny, and people are coming at, people are telling me, and they are popping up at different times when I want to say something, speak and figure it out. It's like they'll send me a message. They'll call me, or they say something to me as confirming that this will pass. You will get through this. There's a breakthrough coming in. And one of my friends has sent me something. I was thinking about her, but she's been sending me like messages like every day. And the message she gave me, if I may read it, and I said I'm going to type this up, and I'm going to, it was shared to me either by her or I think this one may have came in by you. And when I got this message, I was like, oh, wow. It was so deep. It was really deep. It was so meant for me thinking my thoughts. And it was so because I was about to strangle. I'm just going to put it this way, corporate. I'm not
okay,
going
to. Okay, well, I need to hear what you have to say. I need to hear, the message.
Okay, this is the message that I got, and it came in so deep for me. And I said, I'm going to have to carry this with me everywhere I go. It says, you cannot stay an environment where people don't know your true the true value of you. I'm going to say that again because that had to sink in. And those words came to me, and they spoke who I was, and the strength came. You cannot stay in environments, with an S, where people don't know the true value of you. If you stay in environment where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift
exactly
to the size of what they can stand. You will shrink,
and that's
to the
not
size
what
of what
we need to
and
do.
This, and that's not who we are. And this is where people are judging you. You understand, on based of their behalf and not really knowing your full potential. You know, and that causes so much stuff on you. And instead, people will judge you on the size of what they can stand into a form where people can tolerate you. See, I don't want to just be tolerated. Because when people tolerate you, it's like they're at a force to do that. No, if you cannot accept me for who I am and understand and motivate and push and uplift me and be happy for my success and what I may bring, then I refuse to think small because you think small. Think
exactly.
Small because you think small. I'm not shrinking my vision because you can't catch up. You either going to roll with me or get rolled over.
Here you go. Boom.
So, and hun,
LSO, how would you title this chapter of your life? Well, I got a few little titles because, you know, I have some subtitles and everything along the line. Shine on. It's my time. Shine the light on what I prayed for. Some of the things that are happening now in my life are things that I have prayed for. I asked for. Some of the things I asked for, wasn't sure if I really wanted it, but they are all coming to pass, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. So, my listening audience, what chapter of your life are you in? And if this is not a chapter that you like, you know at any time you can delete, you can erase, you can start over, you can skip, you can do all those things because this is about you, for you. So don't get stuck on a chapter where it's a little rocky and you don't understand. You can leave that rocky right there and go on to a next chapter and start something else and then come back to that little rocky and smooth it over. So don't get stuck. Like don't get caught in that quicksand. Now this one's gonna prove to be funny. If you were arrested, what would your family and friends quote unquote assume you did? Or allegedly you did something. Well, a young lady put smack the shit out of someone. Well, damn. And another young lady put forth someone, curse somebody out. So, Ladypreneur, if you were arrested, what would your family and friends, quote, unquote, assume you did? So, allegedly, you would have
somebody with my white chair.
You know what? Sit down. Sit down. I'm not fooling with you.
Got my white chair and knocked some senses into them very hard. Get my white chair, my white folding chair.
You know what? We're going to take her chair, and that chair needs to stay underneath her tent.
Get the white chair.
But don't worry. If by chance, allegedly, I will get you out. We won't let you stay. Give me about 5 minutes.
Oh, well, they would have to
five
because
minutes.
My reasoning would say set her free. Set her free.
Mm-hmm. That's the reasoning?
Okay,
well, y'all heard
of. While I had to raise that chair up, to make my voice must be heard. You will recognize and you will understand who I am. You will understand.
Mm.
And when you understand the meaning and the power and what I do, you'll say, let her free because she got to make other people happy. Some more people she got to make happy. They're waiting on her. The supplier is being requested. Yes.
There you go. Well, LSO. If you were arrested, what would your family or friends assume, quote unquote, you did? I think that they may possibly think that I put it on him too bad that he couldn't take it and he pressed charges. That's what I think might have happened.
Well,
yeah, and that's what I think that they think might have happened too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story. That's what I'm sticking to. And that's
okay.
The
key. Put a period on that.
No, period and exclamation. Bam, I'm done.
That's it. Drop
okay, no one answered this question. So, Ladypreneur, you're going to go straight into answering it.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Someone answered a question. Oh, they just sent a smiley face. I'm serious. It's a strong possibility. So, Ladypreneur, what conspiracy theory do you have?
Ooh. What conspiracy? Ooh. Oof, that just gave me the shivers. My conspiracy therapy, let me see. Probably.
Well, you want me to give you mine while you think of yours?
No, if you know what it is, the fear. You know what it is? The fear of not meeting, of not doing what I want to do. That's a conspiracy. When to not do it and meet it, the fear of going after it and get a rejection to it. That's the fear. And normally I'm not a person that backs down from rejection. I challenge it to overcome that objection. But I don't know. It's just some things that's a fear of me wanting to do something and then being rejected to it. That's a conspiracy to
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes rejection comes, and a lot of times that things are rejection is actually a blessing. So don't think a rejection is a negative thing. So, LSO, what conspiracy theory do you have? And I say this all the time, and I laugh at it, but I say they keep the offices cold so they can work you to death. So, you know, the cold, your body won't smell up the place, my theory, my conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question before we go into the closing, because we have a lot to close out, and we need to get up in Ladypreneur business to find out what she got going on. Oh, excuse me. What do you do for self-therapy? Well, young lady, put prayer, bubble baths, meditation, a gentleman, weed in nature, another gentleman, drive, workout, or want another gentleman, take extended walks, DJ, meditate, and a young lady put, do what I'm doing tonight, took a hot shower, exfoliate, scrub, and relax the body. Got in bed with a glass of wine, bowl of popcorn, and listening to the thunderstorm. Well, as you know, everyone, I'm scared of thunder, so I said I'm gonna do the show from my bed tonight. So if I gotta get underneath my platform bed, I will be very much accessible to get underneath the bed. But Ladypreneur, what do you do for self therapy?
I read some motivational books. I listen to my gospel music, and then there's times I want to listen to my house music. When I want to really bring it up and upbeat myself, I put on my house music, and I just get it going. Or, you know, depend on whatever type of therapy I need a breakthrough on. It might be Gerald Levert. Put on me some Gerald Levert. Honey, you never go wrong. Like you said, with some wine, turn the lights down low, and just sit here.
And sing
and meditate, and then like certain things that will come to me in thought or what I want to do, I jot them down. I always like to keep paper near me and pen, because when I brainstorm like that, I'll jot it down, and later, and when I look back over certain things, I'm able to utilize that at some point in my life, whether it be to help someone else or to help me. But that's what I do with self-therapy. Basically, I will work on that with me first before I will step out and branch it, you know, discuss it with others. Because when you discuss it, exactly, because you want to make sure when you're discussing it, you know, you can come on one that they can understand what you're saying. They can relate to what you're saying and understand the meaning for it. But I will do me first, work on me first, and get me to that point. Like I said, write it, and that's it. That's what I do.
Well, do you think LSO books is good self-therapy?
Yeah, they are, because they help you to learn you, and they are self-therapy because they're in connection to what I do. So it makes it all the better. You read, and then you act out. So
I like act out.
The best way to know... I'll get you happy. You have to first know how you want to be happy, what makes you happy, and what can trigger. That leads to communication. Understanding.
That's one of my key words, communication. That works in every scenario.
Yes.
Okay, so LSO, what do you do for self-therapy? I would say sometimes I sit in silence. And, you know, silence for me speaks very loudly if you allow it to. I write, I talk to myself, and sometimes I answer myself. And they say when you answer yourself that you're crazy. No. In my case, that's not what it means. It means that I know I'm getting some good information, especially when I talk to myself in the mirror, because I get a chance to laugh at what's going on. I get a chance to see what it is that I'm saying. I'm that type of person that likes to see you talking to me. So if you're talking to me, we're engaging in a conversation, I'm usually looking at your mouth because I need to hear, well, I need to read what it is you're saying to me as well as hear it as it's going along. But y'all know how it goes. We're coming to the end of the evening, and I want to give Lady Panure a chance to give y'all some good information before the closeout. So I'm going to go through our happy birthdays and our congratulations. Yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. Yes, it was September 2nd. I'm still celebrating from last year, but you know what? This is how we do it. Ow. This is how we do it. Don't tell me be quiet, cousin, because I know that's what you're going to say, to be quiet. She's going to say, didn't I tell you to stop singing? She do me like that all the time. She was like, what did I tell you about singing? But anyway, happy birthday, LSO. Continue to shine on. And those who would like to do something with me, all you got to do is let me know, and I'm down. Or we're going to get the August birthdays out because, you know, we haven't been on in a minute. So we're going to say happy birthday to Jocelyn, Henry, Lisa Orr, Aunt Lou, Nadia, Mom Miller, Kai, Stacia, Felicia Shields, Raw P, Mecca, Mec, Sheila, my sister, Lucretia said, Woody, Noni. Those are all the August people, but said Woody and Noni, they all fall under the Virgo. We're also going to say happy anniversary to John and Zay. Happy anniversary to you. Now, the continuing of the birthdays, we're going to say Dud, Simone, Kai, V, Lynn, Luz, Jabbar, Ma Hazelin, Sharice Walker, Dina, Tierra, Jeanette, Eduardo, Tia, Kiva, Nyla, Cameron, Sakina, and of course, y'all, we got to say happy birthday to Iris. Woo-hoo.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
my singing.
Thank you.
My singing again. My singing again. And, you know, we also want to send the condolences, as today may have been a very grieving day for some, and some, you know, are grieving through it, and some have grieved over it, to those who lost their lives in 9/11, 22 years ago. And I remember exactly what happened in my life at that time, what was going on when everything happened. So condolences to the families. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSO M-A-S-K Squiggly D on YouTube. Some big things is about to happen with LSO and YouTube. Can't speak on it yet, but it's coming. Also, LSO dropped her newest book. It's called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self, Meet Me. And that's an inspirational book, and it's actually also interactive. Now, why is it interactive? Because once you start, girl, boy, everything, you're going to look into yourself, and you're going to realize some things about yourself. So I encourage you to get that book. Also, LSO have tumblers out. The newest things is tumblers, 30-ounce tumblers that keep your ice cold. My ice stay overnight. That's how good the tumbler is. I haven't used it hot, but I know someone who have used it hot. And the heat, the temperature inside the tumbler does not come through the tumbler and burn your hand. So it keeps your stuff hot and it keeps your stuff cold. And I also have LSO socks. So those are the newer things that's in the LSO collection. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or something that you're celebrating. So when we come up to this time right here, you can get an LSO treat shout out. But you got to let me know in order to be able to get the shout out. And thank you to each and every one of you for your love and support and encouragement, because without you, there is no show. So, Ladypreneur, you have the floor for about 5 minutes. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you got going on. Tell us what it is you do. Tell the people how they can find you. Talk to me.
Okay. First, let me just get this out. What I got going on, for those who know me who probably don't know me, I'm your romance and wellness consultant. I have my own business with Love Winks. And within Love Winks, I have oils, lotion. I have sex toys. I do home parties. I do private shows if they want the couples. I do individual orders as well. You can go. I actually have a pop-up shop coming up the end of this month, September the 30th. So if anybody's in the Brooklyn area, that'll be downtown on Atlantic Avenue. It's close to, you can go on my IG page and you can see the flyer posted. I have a deal for anyone who wants to come in, and I will be, displaying some more products there. If you cannot make it and you want to also purchase, you can go to my website, which is irisdutley.lovewinks, LoveWinx.com, or you can always instant message me, and I can get back in touch with you, and we can take it from there. So that's what I have coming up in September. I have a few other things coming down the pipeline as well, but that's the next event that I'll be doing. And basically, I love what I do. I've been doing it for many years. That's what I say, keep the couples together, introducing people where they can do things in the privacy or intimately, questions they may have or different things. So we do have that will help a lot of women and men in different ways, more than one. And I have a lot of spa products, too, for those who may not be into that. So that's my thing, and I have a new thing. I'm going to be working on something, putting together, but I'm going to also start back up doing my shows because they're fun. Everybody loves the shows, to come out, to have a good time, mm-hmm. and you can shop in the privacy of your own home, which makes it a lot easier and privately. So that's what basically
okay, can you
I
give
do.
Them a telephone number of
yes.
how to contact you in reference to anything? And people, don't be scared. There's
right.
a variety of products that you can use for yourself, you can use with your mate, and everything is not sexual. As
mm-hmm.
she said, she has
right.
a whole spa line as well.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think, oh, it's just sex toys. No.
Right.
It's a whole lot. So give them a telephone number of how they can reach you.
A number they can reach me is 929-338-3563. 929-338-3563. So you can text me, leave me a message. I usually will respond back, very promptly. If you have any questions about it, want to know more about it. I even have, spa products or natural products. I have healing products, those with the aches and the pains. You don't want to take all this medication. There's things that you can use that will help it, help your pain. And I use a lot of my products, and, I do have a lot of customers and family and close people to me who will vouch and use
me
the
too.
Products as well. Yes. Yes,
well, listen,
I'm telling
ladies
you, so.
And gentlemen.
Yes.
And those who will key in, again, please reach out to her and tell her LSO sent you. You never know, because sometimes my name rings bells in certain
mm-hmm.
places, so you never know what can happen when you start dropping my name, but that's only with certain people. And I know
mm-hmm.
it'll probably work when you go to Ladypreneur. So,
yes.
remember, LSO will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. And if you would like to be a co-host, or if you have a show that you would like to talk about, feel free to reach out to me and we can, see how we can make it happen. All it takes is for you to inbox me, text me, or whatever, and let me know. We can make it happen. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. If you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And you can give your feedback in the Facebook group, Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Let's support one another. Ladypreneur gave you her information earlier. Reach out to her and see. There may be something that you like or something you want to give to someone. You never know. Reach out to her and make it happen for yourself. You can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com. That's TreatsLSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any book, you have to come directly to my website. Only the first two books, which is Tastes and Treats and Erotic Playground, is on Lulu.com, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. So, but if you want an autographed copy, you have to come directly to me. Looking into the mirror, introducing self, meet me, and sultry, intoxicating, and naughty, you only can come to my website for those. And sultry, intoxicating, and naughty is a short story, is several short stories. And I actually reread them, and I crack myself up. With, like, where the hell was my mind to think that this can be done? But trust and believe, somebody somewhere may have done something, because these things just don't come from my mind. They come from something. But anyway, in closure for this evening, it was a pleasure spending my Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo, educational, and more conversations into your home. I hope you've enjoyed the past 5 years with me. Y'all believe that 5 years I've been on the radio, 5 years thus far, and we'll continue the journey. There will always be enlightening and strengthening in every show while we get into each other's business. That's what we do. It's all fun. Sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's not so serious. Tonight I shared something with me, and because I shared, I had someone else come back and share just the same. So as she was giving me a hug, I was giving her a hug too. I greatly appreciate you. Hope you have enjoyed tonight's show and you were left with something to think about on the topic, taking care of self, #IAM, #IDeserve. Pieces of advice. Put you first always. Are worthy. Manifest what you desire. Do big things. If you think it, it can be done. And you are the author of your life. You create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write a page or a chapter or a sentence in what it is you have set out for you. We get every day to live and one time to die. Nothing is promised to any of us. So enjoy living while you can and take living by storm. Do any and all things you think to do without hesitation or regrets. Expand your desires, your visions, and your passions, and enjoy the pleasure it brings you. Life is precious and so fragile. Make every second count before it becomes the past. Everything in between your first breath and your last, begin making it worth. Begin making it worth it. Make it phenomenal. Make it a loving memory. Step out of your box and experience what's on the other side. Put an octagon in a rectangle as if it's a perfect fit. Why? Because you can do that. Every day you wake up is the most precious gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not a piece of, just because you are worthy and you are enough. Know that you matter. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people went through, I don't know how many days, hours, years, and no one told them they loved them. So you know what? I'm going to tell you tonight. LSO loves you. LSO would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out for 2 hours of conversation with me. You are invited to continue on this radio journey, enjoying the ride every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I thank you for giving of your time, because that's 2 hours you can never get back, but that's 2 hours you was with me, and I enjoyed you as well as you enjoyed me. I hope. I know y'all did. I know you did. Don't forget to pay it forward. Your candlelight will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We can all shine brightly and in no competition. If God's will, I'll talk to you next week. So stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is hashtag my LSO journey, hashtag love yourself organically, hashtag I deserve, hashtag backseat, hashtag I am. Ladypreneur, what are your hashtags?
Love, happiness, and just a whole lot of fun and excitement.
Ooh.
That's it.
And we're going to say hashtag Ladypreneur, hashtag love wink, hashtag give a Ladypreneur a call, because you're going to want or need something. It's starting to get cold outside, so you know. And think of these things as enhancements. They're not replacements. They are enhancements. So on that note, I'm going to say yours in sweetness, LSO, and Ladypreneur. Y'all have a good night and God's will. Ba-da-da. I will see you on next Monday. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.